the 5-day fasting mimicking diet program changes the relationship you have with your food. It breaks that addiction. Many people after the 5-day fast is looking to kickstart a new healthy self.
Welcome to The Genius of Wellness, a podcast brought to you by Hopkins Medical Group, serving patients in Greater Boston with a personalized approach to healthcare, both in person and through telemedicine. Learn more and schedule an appointment at thegeniusofwellness.org. I'm Ted Canova. For so many of us, food is the biggest temptation we face and the one thing that causes the most damage. We may think we're eating healthy, but the scale doesn't lie. Before you surrender, listen as Dr. Pat Hopkins leads a discussion about a unique diet that gives you power and direction to lose weight, gain energy, and sharpen your focus. Pat, we're coming out of 15 months of gaining weight because of being quarantined and then coming back to life slowly out of the pandemic.
We call the COVID-19 the COVID-20, and certainly the challenge has been for people while they were home, while some people were walking every day and losing weight and trying to get their diets all back in gear, other people were actually gaining weight and sitting at their computer and sort of munching their way through the evening news as we watch the drama unfold across the country and went into our COVID nests. And now people are coming back. I think the data is clear that people are out and ready to look great and want to get healthy. And they understand, and I think it's been highlighted, that obesity was one of the greatest risks for a poor outcome with the pandemic.
You've been telling us, make sure you shop the exteriors of a supermarket where all the fresh food is. But we've also talked about different diets. I want to bring in Dr. William Hsu, formerly at the Joslin Diabetes Center, a teaching and research affiliate of Harvard Medical School, who now is with a company called L-Nutra. Hi, Dr. Hsu. How are you today?
Hi, Ted. Great to be on the show.
What do you think of this COVID-20 in terms of the weight gain in the last 15 months?
Well, I think Pat is right. There's going to be an epidemic of obesity and metabolic problems after this infectious epidemic. When we don't have the freedom to go outside, what do? We have to relieve stress. And for many people, it's eating more food.
So, doctor, you have a meal program through L-Nutra called Prolon. Why don't you describe it for us?
It's a 5-day meal program that when you consume it, the 5-day fasting mimicking diet program, you get many of the benefits of a water-only fast, except that you don't have to fast with water. You can fast with food.
This sounds a little too good to be true. So you can eat what, anything you want for the other 25 days in a month?
That's how we designed this to be. In the early days when our founder, Professor Walter Longo, invented this product, he wanted a product that is pragmatic, that could give people the benefits of a diet without having to commit to everyday diet. Now, it sounds too good to be true, but the fact is this program was developed through NIH funding with National Institutes of Health research fundings, and it's over 20 years of development. And the way it works is when you provide nutrients that falls below the detection threshold, then in fact, the body sees the food, but the cells think that you're fasting.
We certainly have looked at diets over the years. There was the Zone diet. People have done liquid diets, SlimFast over the counter. So we know that if any of them were perfect, none of us would be still looking for the perfect diet. Failure in repeat customers has been the cornerstone of financial success for most of these companies. Can you tell us a little bit about the 5-day fasting and what do you advise patients to do at the completion of that? Because we want success. We don't want to have to repeat the failure.
Fasting is not the interruption of feeding, but rather feeding should be viewed as the interruption of fasting. In ancient times, I mean, between every hunt, between every gathering, what do? We fast. But you don't have to fast all the time because that would be called starvation. Starvation is terrible for you, but fasting is different. By doing a fast periodically, you're reaping many of the benefits for health without having to commit to everyday diet. And this is right under our nose. If you look at every organism, from yeast to worms, to rodents, to mammals, to humans, fasting has always been part of our story. It's part of every religion. It's part of every culture in the world. But modern medicine, we've really not leveraged the benefits of fasting. The difference between an everyday diet and fasting is that you're able to get many of the benefits without having to fast on a daily basis.
I'd like to tell the story of Dr. Jocelyn's mother getting diabetes, and he kept her alive for 20 years. There was no insulin. And in fact, he kept her alive because he put her on a ketogenic diet. When you start looking back into the history of the physician approach to diabetes for the past 100 years, prior to insulin, we were using fasting.
And so fasting has made a comeback today, except now there are more studies done in fasting in the past couple of years than all the time before that, because we have the scientific tools now to help us to look at what's happening on the cellular level, on the organism level, on the behavioral level, on the mental health level of the impact of fasting.
So Dr. Xu, can you describe how it works and what is inside that box?
It's really a thoughtless approach, meaning that you don't have to think of what to put together or how to weigh food. Everything that you need is provided in the box. Every day's portion is given to you in a day box. There is soups, there's bars, there's special formulation of vitamins and algal oil and even a glycerol drink in there. And so all you need to do is to add water and to put it on stovetops. So for some of them, you just have to microwave it. So it's really a solution that's pragmatic, and you follow everything in the recipe, in the food that's provided to you, without eating any other food. So that's really the key here. It's not a low-calorie diet only. It's a diet that evades the detection of nutrients by the cell, so, and thereby the name fasting mimicking.
I would think that after 5 days would probably be more mindful of what they're putting into their body.
Well, Ted, you know, it's amazing. After you have been fasting for 5 days, the most common questions that a lot of our customers ask is, what do I eat now? Because I've just cleansed my body for the past 5 days. I've made a commitment to improve my health. I want to know, what can I do to empower myself? And in fact, physiologically, even mentally, the 5-day fasting mimicking diet program changes the relationship you have with your food. It breaks that addiction. And so many people after the 5-day fast is looking to kickstart a new healthy self.
And what most people have said, our patients have been, you know, I never was really hungry, which is great, because we want to eliminate the reflex to eat at the moment of a slight feeling of hunger. You know, you talked about the addiction of food, and I tell people, look at cheese as addictive. What's in cheese actually binds to the endorphins and the morphine receptors in our brain, making you want more and more dairy. That is why you see the advertisements, got milk, because you want everybody into dairy. And I tell people, why does a cow weigh 200 pounds at 1 year old? Because it drinks milk for a year. If you can start to pull back, and you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about the benefits that we've seen even in the oncologic studies, that when you remove sugar, the tumor cells can't feed them. What's a PET scan but intravenous sugar? So we see the ramifications for surveillance for tumor cells, for our brain, and maybe you can touch a little bit on the other benefits.
I think it's very clear that fasting does bring many of the weight loss benefits, metabolic benefits, but emerging science right now is looking at the impact of fasting, especially a prolonged fasting, what we call periodic fasting. That's fasting more than 2 days consecutively, on the impact of a whole host of metabolic or even oncologic conditions. Alnutra is committed to conducting these research, and they remain the subject of intensive investigation. The idea is this: the cancer needs nutrients to grow. When you deprive the cancer cells of these nutrients, it's going to shut down the body's ability, the normal cell's ability to proliferate. It's going to go into a protective mode. We call that the differential stress response, because cancer is programmed to just grow, regardless of what happened to the environment. So through fasting, you're protecting the normal cells from the toxicity of your chemotherapeutic agents, at the same time sensitize the cells to the impact of your chemotherapeutic agent. Now, this is an emerging area of research. We as a company do not have a product right now for that, but it's an area of great interest.
Let's get to the cost of this.
So our patients are able to actually get it through FullScript now. We have been carrying it in the office. And in fact, it's been quite easy for patients because we can put in their 3 renewals and they just order it online. It's affordable relative to any other system out there. What I like is the nutritional aspects of it, that it does truly mimic fasting. It's usually under $200 for the 5 days. And what we do is we weigh patients in the beginning. We follow them weekly. I have them do Victor's book on longevity, the fasting mimicking diet, and we educate patients on when they go back to eating in a restricted period. So I like to get people to eat in an 8, even a 6 hour window is the best. So there's 18 hours where your body each day is in a fasting state. And when you break that fast, I try to get people to think about quinoa, millet, avocados, you know, high fat, dense vegetable foods, and maybe meat and cheese are a treat once in a while, and eliminate things that have a set of ingredients. Because as we all know, when Dr. Hsu and I actually share our historical research background, we both started in the same lab, and he's much younger than I am. And we were working on how we can really approach the long-term success. And it really is avoiding processed foods, processed foods, processed foods. We say that again and again. I recommend people do 3 months of Prolon, that they do the first 5 days of the month for 3 cycles. And we've had tremendous success with it.
And Dr. Hsu, this isn't intended to be a lifelong endeavor, a 5-day meal program for the rest of your life once a month. What is the recommendation, or how have you seen patients using this?
If you are someone with a metabolic goal, let's say weight loss, or a goal that you and Dr. Hopkins decided to work towards, then we would recommend that you do that 5-day cycle every month for about 3 to 4 months. And then your doctor and you could reassess the impact of that regimen. It's not meant to be lifelong. Now, on the other hand, if you reach your metabolic goals, and let's say you're healthy, you don't have to lose weight, and you're metabolically stable, then one cycle, that 5-day cycle, every 3-4 months is adequate as a maintenance support.
You know what I like about the cost of this, Pat, is that you have skin in the game. And I think that by paying some money, a little bit more than maybe what your weekly food bill would be, for a limited amount of time, as you say, it would commit an ordinary person to follow the plan rather than breaking the plan.
We do initiate and recommend, and I hold people's feet to the fire, is that they come in and get weighed weekly. I'm going to tell you, when you're going to get weighed in, you really think about what you're going to do during the week. And we are constantly providing patients with menus. There's a lot of good menus in the book. We give them the websites that they can go on. A patient came in today and she said, I'm down 30 pounds. Now, she works at a restaurant and she was a snacker. She ate the crackers and the cheese that were on the bar working till midnight every night. And I said, so how did you do it? She said, I haven't changed my exercise one iota. All I did was cut out junk food. We taught her how to make power bowls. And so she does her quinoa, avocado, salmon, brings it all to work, and no longer is eating the steak, French fries, and crackers and cheese at the bar.
And one of the byproducts of this is a person's improved energy levels and also a greater focus. Dr. Hsu, really appreciate you taking the time and educating us on Prolon. And again, Hopkins Medical Group provides this with great success. Thank you both.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Hsu.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to The Genius of Wellness. If you like our podcast, do us a favor, share it with your friends and family, give us a bunch of stars, and write a review on this podcast channel. All those things help more people find us. The Genius of Wellness is brought to you by Hopkins Medical Group, serving patients in Greater Boston with a personalized approach to healthcare, both in person and through telemedicine. Learn more and schedule an appointment at thegeniusofwellness.org. I'm Ted Canova. See you next time.